Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
You can hear me?
I can. This is The Unique with Tabitha Dorcas.
Hey, man. Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, it sounds great.
It do, don't it?
Yeah, this is how we have to come on, because that Facebook Live and with all that echoing is not good.
Right, it's not. It's not at all. I was trying to get Violet to come in too, girl. But it was. Did you hear the prayer that I did this morning?
No, I didn't. You She's didn't at work though.
Okay. Yep, I was trying to get a group of people in, so I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna try to do this every morning when I get up after my. I was just, you know, I've been.
And
I've been,
I can post it on The Unique Talk, so that's cool.
You can, and I posted mine's on this morning too.
So let's start.
Oh, you want to? Oh, go ahead. What I'm gonna let you go ahead on and do something, girl, because I just posted mine this morning.
Well, first off, to the community.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second, girl. It just is saying to bite the Dorcas praying, and then it's saying that I'm the host. Do you want to do? Do you still got your anchor up and going?
Well, we're on now, so it's gonna be on yours, but it's also gonna be on mine's, I believe. So that's fine.
Okay. Okay,
yeah, cool. So to the community, we just wanted to test out this group part of Anchor, which is so exciting because it is so clear and precise in what we're hearing without any echoing as to when we come on together on Facebook Live. But if you all have suggestions as to how we can make that work also, we will definitely accept your suggestions, and we appreciate it. So this morning, Tabitha wanted to come on and pray, and actually I missed the link and she got off. So we will kind of include this session with that as well. You know what? I had a mindset the other day, and I was thinking that it just appeared to me that in moments of such as now with the economy, as to how you go through your modes and shifting. And as I was getting up, God was just showing me some of the shifting that he has been doing in my life. And so at one point you have that moment during a pandemic where you feel all alone and by yourself, right? And then he comes about and show you that he's never left you nor forsaken you. He's always there, even when things seem most difficult in your life. And so I was just great to kind of like get that understanding. He also took me to Ezekiel this morning when they was held in captivity, and how he utilized the prophet to inform them that pretty much that the Lord is with them always, you know. So we do have to understand that in this time and in this season, that when it appears like God is not there, he is, and he's always there. But he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So, Tabitha, I just want to throw this quick question to you. Have you felt those specific periods in this season of your life?
Oh, yes, definitely. That was what one of the prayers was. It's such a heaviness in the atmosphere. Even like going down in prayer, you can feel the heaviness of the world. You can feel a lot of the people brokenness in their spirit. Their spirit is so broken from God, mm-hmm. where they just, a lot of people just don't have the same faith that they had in him once before. Mm-hmm. They're feeling like God is not hearing them and different things like that. And then when, you know, I've been feeling this for a while, like even when I go down in prayer and different things, it doesn't seem like, you know, that he's there, but he is there. Right now we are in a time where our faith is being tried with fire. Mm-hmm. So you may not see your prayers being answered. They are being answered. It's a war that's going on within us, And sometimes, like Daniel had to, Daniel, an archangel had to come. The messenger angel had to come, go to Daniel and let him know, "I heard you when you first prayed. God heard you, but the devil had him held up. So he had him so delayed his prayers. So if your prayers are in, it seemed like they're being delayed. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on praying. Keep on meditating. Keep on fasting. Keep on seeking the Lord, because God is still there. And sometimes God wants you to walk into what you're praying about. So if you're praying about a job, if you're praying about something like that, sometimes you have to go and knock down some doors. Not literally, but like the two leopards, they said, you know, we're gonna die anyway. So why, you know, we might as well go into this camp and get some food and do what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to die one way or the other. And I'd rather die doing striving. So they strive to get them something to eat. They strive to get what they needed and different things like that. So don't take this time that we're living in as a time of despair or anything like that, because God is doing it. He's blessing. You know what I'm saying? You just have to reach up and you need to grab it. You have to take back your prayer life, take back your courage, take back your strength and different things like that. The devil wanted to look like it's just an illusion. It's a smokescreen to keep you down, to pull you down. Don't fall for it. You know, just keep on pushing. And, you know, I almost fell for it, you know, saying that, you know, I think I'm comfortable not going back to church. The devil is a liar.
Right.
The Bible tells us get together with the believers, fail not to assemble yourselves with the believers. Because you know why? If he can keep us separated from each other, he can discourage us, and he can say we can do this by ourselves, and you find yourself alone in a lonely place where you're damaged and you need the help. You know,
that is so awesome that you brought that up, because we can find ourselves going to the most how can I say this? Different places that we go to, and we find ourselves to be comfortable in those places, as the grocery store, as anywhere else out here. But it is amazing that you said that at one point you found it difficult to go to church. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so we have to understand that God is with us everywhere we go, and he cover his people. And the amazing thing about it is that he honors that when you are able to step foot in the household of God, you know, and regain the strength that you need. We also have to make sure that we don't have to get in a state of repining. And what that means is a state of discontentment, you know, of fret, you know what I'm saying? Fret on that we're going to catch something. Fret on that it's too many people in a space. Fret on that this thing would not let up. Fret on that you might not begin your unemployment, such as myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Those moments of possibilities of fear to come in, you do a shifting and you no longer fret those things, but you get in the state of seeing God in the midst of, like you said, to about to the hold up. What do you want me to learn? What do you want me to gain? Because the opposite side of fear is your faith, and the faith to believe and trust in God. And whatever state that you're in, for contentment with godliness is great gain. You're going to gain exactly what you need. And God is always on time. So in those moments of non-appearance of what it appear like he's not there, seek God as to what he wants you to gain, or how he wants you to build up, or the shifting in the direction and where he wants you to go. Start analyzing those different aspects and places in your life. That is the position he has me in. He's sitting still and hearing his voice and taking time out to understand what he desires for Daria.
Amen.
And I am so grateful and gracious enough to just really take that on. You know, I often say I'm on a journey with the Lord, and this journey, you don't know what you're going to come across, but rest assured that and understand that he's with you every step of the way, and that he's going to guide, and he has already ordered your footsteps in a direction in which it should go.
Amen.
Where is your positioning right now, you know, with God and where he has you at?
Well, I'm telling you, this morning, God is definitely awakening me. And one of my prayers is that I do not fall asleep through the smoke screen. Mm-hmm. And right now it's getting back to my first love.
Okay.
It's stretching out in him, you know, allowing him to use me and not waiting around to see what is to come, but to do is to start moving forth and every opportunity that I have to do what he want me to do it. Mm-hmm. I can't sit down, because that's what was my prayer this morning. God, what is my next move? What do you want me to do? And whatever you want, I need to hear your voice. I need your God. I don't want to move unless it's you moving me. I want to be moved by your spirit. I want to be led by your spirit. I want to be led by your voice.
Yes.
Not my own. Not my own. I don't want to do that. But because I can miss it, and I don't want to miss it. Because it's a lot of people that I'm praying for and seeking and hoping for their deliverance, their hope, their salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to stay positioned, because those that are watching you,
mm-hmm.
when you fall, it's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
It's like a domino effect. So you have to be very, people live and strive off your strength, you know?
Yes.
And not only that, they, hold on one second.
Okay.
They also, they depend on, because they say, they looking at you and they saying, if she can do it, I can do it.
Yes.
You know, you're somebody's strength. You're somebody's door. You're somebody's deliverance. You're some, you know what I'm saying?
And you know,
that's what God put us here to be, helpers one to another. And if we're not doing, if we're not, let's just say if I go out there and start doing something beyond, you know, what I supposed to be doing. And somebody sees that, the disappointment, like, oh man, I knew this was too good to be true. Mm. You know, I had a friend said to me when I failed, and one of the things you don't want to do, though, you don't want to make people an idol. You don't want to make people a god,
right?
Because you're gonna fall every time. It's gonna disappoint you. My job is just to strengthen you, to encourage you, and to hear what God is saying and deliver it. I'm just a deliverer.
Right.
I can't do nothing else. I cannot save you. Like I said in my prayer that I released today, that you have to get God for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot live off my faith. You cannot live off my prayer life. You cannot live off my prayer, my experience with God. You have to have your own experience with God. You have to have your own relationship with God. Because when God come back and get his people, when he called for his people to come to him, you're not going to know his voice, because you don't have that relationship that you need.
Yo, it's something you saying there, because it's based upon the level of intimacy that you have with your Father, you know, with your God, with your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Is there a waiting, you know? And I do want to come in and have us, you know, really just open up prayer for the people together, because one can put 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight, you know. of what is holding individuals captive in their lives. And so we're going to begin to pray, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your omnipotent power, Lord God.
Thank you.
For your tender grace and your mercy, Lord God. For your longing and your understanding, Lord God. We thank you for the molding, the shaping, and the breaking, Lord God. We thank you for even for the times, Lord God, of quietness and stillness, Lord God. We thank you for the moments of you showing us ourselves that we could come into a place of repentance, Lord God. And not discontentment and fret, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all things, because all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens us, Lord God. We come together, Lord God, decreeing and declaring in the atmosphere, Lord God, that we are delivered, that we are made victorious, that we are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. We come together, Lord God, decreeing and declaring, Lord God, that that woman, man, boy, or girl is healed by the power of your blood, Lord God. We come together, Lord God, decreeing in the atmosphere, Lord God, that those who have been bound is set free and delivered, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. For our weapons are not carnal, but they are truly mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold, Lord God. Oh God, and every imagination of the mind that is not like you, Lord God. We thank you for tilling the ground of your people's heart, Lord God, for renewing minds on today, Lord God, for giving them strength that they know not of to defeat the enemy, that when he is speaking in their ear, Lord God, they can resist them and he will flee from them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are soon to come, Lord God, and we want to be found doing the work, Lord God, doing your will, Lord God, being pleasing in your eyesight, Lord God. So have your way on today,
Have your way.
I give you glory, honor, and praise, because blessed and glory and honor, power, might, and dominion be unto you this day, Lord God. And I pass it to my sister to bite.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the unity, God. Thank you for purpose, God. Thank you for love, God. We want to ask you to forgive us today, God. We repent, Father.
Forgive us,
Lord, from being so foolish, God. Today, Lord, for not acknowledging you in everything, God. We want to repent today, Lord. Father, for forgetting about you, Lord, putting you first, oh God. We want to repent, oh God, for not asking you, oh God, for not putting you before our every desire, oh God. Those things that became idols in our life, oh God, we tear them down before Christ now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us, oh God, because you are the holy, true God, Father, that we serve today, Lord. Oh God, we ask you, Father, that you touch your leaders today, every leader, God, everyone that you put in position, you have anointed, oh God, Father, to lead people, to draw people, oh God. Father, we ask you that you will give them strength, oh God, today. We ask you, Father, that you will begin to show them themselves, oh God. We ask you, God, that, Father, if they have idols in their lives, oh God, if they have forgotten about you, God, that, Father, that they will repent and turn back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, it's so easy, God, because we have all these things before us, oh God, and we're desiring, Father, we have put down our cross, oh God, and we have picked up the things and the cares of this world, oh God. We love the world too much to let it go, God. Forgive us, Lord.
Forgive us.
Forgive us, oh God, from being too caught up in ourselves and our appearances, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, show us the right way, God. Teach us the right way in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name.
Oh, Jesus.
Father, help us, oh God. Help us today, God. Oh, help us, oh God.
Yes.
If those things, Father, there's some things in our lives today, God, Father, that are not like you, oh God. Father, reveal them to us, oh God, that we may tear them down, oh God.
Yes.
We don't want to replace anything for you, God. We don't want to replace anything, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you.
We need you. We need you,
Lord. We need you today, God. We need you today. Today, Lord.
Yeah.
We need direction. We seek for instructions today. We seeking you for direction today, God. We seeking you for purpose today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in this time, in this hour, somebody is crying, God. What do you want me to do now, God? I'm looking, seeking your instructions. I'm looking for your hand to move, God. Hallelujah. Move by your spirit, oh God. Touch my tongue. Let me speak what you want me to speak, oh God. Yes, move what you want me to move, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ,
oh, help glory.
Me to take hold what you want me to take hold of today, God. Somebody is crying. Somebody is contemplating suicide, God.
Yes.
Somebody wants to give up right now, God. So, God, we just speak right now. We speak your anointing. Father, you said you sent your word and then you healed. You healed the land. So God, we speak a word over to that person that's contemplating suicide, that person, Father, that's contemplating, Father, hallelujah, that you touch right now in the name of
Jesus. Oh, touch
that person right now, God, that's seeking for that instruction, that's seeking for that direction. We ask you to touch right now, oh God. Send your anointing to heal and to deliver, oh God. Somebody's in jail wrongfully, God. We ask you to open the doors for those that are wrongfully in imprisonment, oh God. We ask you to open that door today, God, and let them go free, oh God. Let them know in the name of Jesus that you are with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, if it's the time for them to be there, God, then raise them up. Raise them up like a Joseph, Lord. Raise them up like a Joseph. Give them favor.
Yeah, God.
That he may speak your word to a God's souls in that
God.
In the name of Jesus. Let them know that God, you are my vessel. Give them favor with the guards, then God. Give them favor, God. Keep them safe, oh God. Keep her safe, Lord.
Jesus. Oh God, thank you.
Do it for your glory, God.
Do it for your glory, God.
Do it for your glory. Those that are on their bed of affliction today, God, touch right now.
Yes, God.
Drink them right now. Order their steps in the name of Jesus. And we thank you so much. Those that that are on the streets, oh God, losing their minds, oh God. Touch right now, oh God.
Yeah, God.
In the name of Jesus. Position us, oh God, Jesus. Where you want us to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, and we want to end off by just speaking in our life, Lord God, and affirmations that only you can give, God, you designed us, Lord God. You created us. You bless us. You rewards us, Lord God. You forgive us and you love us, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord God, we thank you and we decree and declare in the atmosphere that only because of you we are anointed.
Yes, Jesus.
We are beautiful.
Thank you.
We are blessed.
Yes, Jesus.
We are confident.
Yes, Jesus.
We are encouraged.
Yes.
We are determined.
Hallelujah.
We are favored.
Yes.
We are forgiven.
Yes.
We are generous, God.
Yes.
We are healed.
Oh,
we are healthy.
Yes.
We are loved.
Yes.
We are motivated.
Hallelujah.
We are saved.
Yes,
we are strengthened. Yes. We are successful.
Yes,
we are unstoppable. We are victorious. We are well able.
Yes, Lord.
God, you love us unconditionally.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
We live without fear.
Thank you, Lord.
We are difficult to offend.
Yes.
We love people and enjoy helping them. We trust completely and there is no need to worry, God. We are content and emotionally stable.
Yes.
God, you meet all our needs abundantly. We pursue peace with God, ourselves, and others. We live in the present and enjoy each moment. We are disciplined, God, and self-control, and we put God first in our lives.
Amen.
And Lord God, this is what we decree and declare in our lives, in the atmosphere surrounding us, and as we move in our daily lives. And we thank you for this moment and this time of coming together. And this is Tabitha and Daria with D Unique Talk.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you. Bless you.
Yes,
bless
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.